with the score, Chelsea 6, Wolves 2, fantastic performance and result. My second Premier League game of the season. We're here to talk about the game today. We'd love to get your thoughts on the game and your thoughts on performances, who played well, who played badly. We're going to be talking about the game today. Hopefully we're going to be joined by a few people soon, by Rambles and by Louis, hopefully. But what a performance. I think we all needed that. That was a really, really good performance. Chelsea scored very, very quickly. After 3 minutes, Nicholas Jackson with a great header from the corner. Really, really good. Really good. And of course, it was the first half was a bit like Pochettino's Chelsea. End-to-end stuff. We looked very vulnerable on the counter. Wolves came at us, had a lot of chances on the counter, and they scored from one. They equalised. But then Chelsea came back into it. A great goal by Cole Palmer. Brilliant from Robert Sanchez. Great ball out. To Jackson, who held the ball up well. And a wonderful lob by Cole Palmer. Absolute world-class finish. Fantastic stuff. And it was 2-1. And a few minutes later, it was 2-2. Right on the half-time, Wolves, from a really ridiculous free kick we should never have given away, got the equaliser. Not a good goal to concede right from half-time. Half-time it was 2-2, and we were all a bit concerned that we were going to concede more goals, that we were going to, it was going to be a difficult half. Fair play to Enzo Maresca. He definitely got into them at half-time. He made a substitution. Pedro Neto came on for Mikhailo Mudryk, and we started the second half really, really well. Brilliant move for the third goal. Cole Palmer to Noni Madueke, who put us ahead. A few minutes later, Cole Palmer again to Noni Madueke, who scored his second. Cole Palmer to Noni Madueke got his third. I think it was a hat trick inside 14 minutes. And suddenly he went from 2-2 to 5-2. And after that, Chelsea really started to look really good. Playing some good football, controlling the game, lots of chances, could have scored more. Yao Felix came on, and then a brilliant, brilliant move down the left from Pedro Neto. Brilliant run. He had a really good game, Neto, defensively and attacking-wise. Beautiful cross and an incredible finish from Yao Felix on his return to Chelsea, his second debut. Brilliant goal, 6-2, and it could have been more. It could have been more, and we could have had 7 or 8, really. We played some fantastic stuff in the second half. Didn't really give them any chances, didn't have one or two chances in the second half. We didn't give much away. Levi Cole had a really good game in defence, I thought. Obviously, the man of the match, Noni Madueke, but Cole Palmer as well, 3 assists and a goal. First Chelsea player to get 3 assists in a Premier League game since Cesc Fabregas. And all for Noni Madueke as well. Brilliant performance. Well-deserved win. We're up and underway under Enzo Maresca in the Premier League. I'm very, very happy. And I want to hear from you. So we've got Red up. He's going to be here regularly, I think. So, Red, unmute yourself. What were your thoughts on the game?
Well, I've got to say, going into halftime, I was a little bit nervous because obviously the goal late on in the half, it left a little bit of sour taste in the mouth. But you can't really blame the finish. And then going into the second half, I think everyone collectively said something needs to change. We need to be more clinical. And I really think Madueke took it personally. It was a brilliant performance and what really put the cherry on top of the cake for me. Obviously, we'll go over it for the show, but them. The pass from Neto and the finish from Felix, just the confidence and the celebration. It just really, I think that just topped the day off for me.
Yeah, I mean, I love Mandy Madueke. I really do. I love his attitude. I love his ballsiness, his confidence. And after that Instagram post last night, it was always bound to be. He got booed a lot today, but fair play to him. He was brilliant from the first minute. He actually won the corner for the first goal as well. And it was the same. He had that shot about four times in the game and he scored three of them. I mean, Wolves defensively were not great. But we took full advantage of it. We were clinical.
It's something we've needed for a while though. Obviously even from the very start, granted we scored early, but there was just that spark. And I don't think we've had that spark and aggressiveness in our games for a while. And it's just nice to see back, even if it's just for today, but it's something better to see.
Yeah, it really was. I mean, I enjoyed that half. I didn't feel, I was still, every time we scored, I said, don't concede another one, don't concede. And even when we were four goals ahead, I was still a bit nervous until the last, 10 minutes or so. But yeah, it was so, that was fun. I think Chelsea fans needed that. We've had a difficult time of it, but to have a performance like that in the second half and score all those goals was fantastic. And, we can talk about all the goals. I mean, I thought Felix's finish was unbelievable. The way he hit that goal, and that goal was a really good goal generally. That ball down the left. Endo Fernandez had a better game today as well, I thought. His work rate and his passing were a lot better. Caicedo had an absolute mare in the first half.
The one foul that really got to me is I think it's the foul that Gusto got a yellow card for. It didn't look like a yellow to me, but then I got quite worried because I remember I think maybe a minute later or so he had another challenge and I was like, ooh. But
yeah, I was worried he would get sent off, honestly. But he didn't. Cucurella had a decent game as well, I thought. His forward passing was very good, very good. And he had to come off in the end. But there's so many things to talk about today. There's so many players we can talk about. It's not often that we have almost too much to talk about.
Are we going to say the only reason that we scored six goals is because Louis was in the stands? Or
is he there? We need to get him on here. Where are you, Louis? I wonder if he fell asleep today, all those people that are saying Endo Maresca's football was boring, wasn't boring today.
at half time,
second half was really Endo Maresca's style of play. It was more controlled. That first half was more Pochettino style. It was
100%
chaos ball, what we saw last season. The second half, we controlled it a lot better. We didn't give them any chances. We kept possession a lot better. Give credit to Maresca as well. He obviously got into him at half time and they improved in the second half, which is nice to see. Especially after last season when Pochettino team talks often had a negative effect.
I think for the rest of the day though, all we're going to see is the same retweeted tweet of just the fact that Madueke has more hat tricks than Rashford and Saka. That's what I'm going to wear.
Yeah, he has, isn't it? He's only got one now, isn't he?
Yeah, he's got one, but they've got none. So
really? I didn't know that. Wow. That's great. Cole Palmer's got... How many hat tricks has Cole Palmer got, Chelsea? Two?
I think it could be three. I'm pretty sure he got two really close to each other.
Yeah. I mean, he got a hat trick of assists today.
The joke.
Any other day, Kyle Palmer's performance would be man of the match. I mean, three assists in a goal, and the goal was unbelievable, by the way. The technique you need for that goal, for that finish. And the ball out from Robert Sanchez and then on from, Nicholas Jackson, who also had a good game as well. He scored a goal, which is a good goal. And
that pass on from Jackson, that's still incredibly hard to do as well.
yeah, it was a really good goal. And It got lost a little bit with Nonny's hat trick and, you know, the fact that we conceded not long afterward. But I think it was a great goal. You know,
I saw a lot of people complaining about it though, because apparently the ball was still rolling when Sanchez kicked it out or something.
Yeah, no, I saw that. I was like, glad we didn't see that when it was given. Like, you know.
Yeah.
Well, the commentator where I was watching it said that it kind of stopped before he kicked it, but doesn't matter now anyway. It was a goal. And Cole Palmer could have scored another one, actually. I mean, we could have had three or four goals in the first half, actually. And we didn't even, like, defensively, we were awful in the first half. But better in the second half. They only had one shot, I think, or two shots in the second half. And one of them was a disallowed goal.
We're quite clinical, though. I think in total it was about 15 shots and six goals. So,
wow. Yeah. That's good. And I mean, the depth we had in attack as well. You know, we were like, there was 6-0 up and we 6-2 up and we brought on Christopher and Kung Fu. Like, all right. Like, no mercy then. Like, you know, we're so close to getting a seventh as well. That would have been brilliant. But yeah, good win and 3 points. That's two wins on the trot now. Good start to the season. Apart from, you know, Man City was Man City. We weren't expected to win that, but we won both games since, and we scored 8 goals. So that's pretty good. Yeah. So we want to get you guys up. We want to get your views on the game. So please do request, and we're going to bring you up. I've invited Rambles. I'm hoping Rambles turns up soon. I'm hoping that Louis turns up as well. So we'll see what happens with that. So I'm going to bring up Blue Sabre. We're going to get you up. Blue Sabre. Unmute yourself and share your thoughts on the game.
Yes, mate. Thank you for having me on. Just the first thing is, I've never seen in my life somebody dunk on a whole city the way I just saw Nonny Madueke do it. call the place a shithole, roll in, get booed the entire game, create a rivalry for no reason whatsoever. He clearly just thought we needed to spice things up a bit.
Yeah.
And then drops three and puts in, what a performance. I thought, yeah, fuck it. He blew me away today, Madueke. I thought he was excellent. But he was really, really good.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he's improved a lot since he's joined us.
Definitely. Yeah. I like to see as well today, almost, I think every goal was with his weaker foot, which is something that we don't see enough players really working on. And see him finish all three with his right, that's really impressive.
The second goal was with his right, I think, but the others were with his left, weren't they?
Oh, were they? Oh, okay. Maybe I was just lost in euphoria. For...
And they look similar goals, don't they? I mean, you know, they do. They all came from him making that run down the right, and Cole Palmer just slotted the ball in behind for him. Three times, you know, he was the assist for every goal. I was saying it was getting like Aspilicueta with Morata. just that combo down the right. I mean, he's got a start now every game.
100%. As well. I thought we look, even though he didn't really have sort of a direct impact as such until his assist, I thought as soon as we brought Neto on, you could just see the level raise across the whole team. Every touch was quality. And even for some reason, I don't know if it was that or if it was maybe something Maresca said, but Enzo and Casado in the second half looked like different players. They were so much on the ball.
Yeah, it was like chalk and cheese. Yeah, Casado was making loads of interceptions and tackles and stuff. Absolutely. And Enzo was fantastic in that second half. His link up with Neto was actually really good. Down the left. And the thing about Neto on the left is, like, it's not just his attacking threat. He's really good at pressing and winning the ball and, you know, handling the opposition and, you know, winning back possession and all that kind of thing. And that meant we were more solid defensively down that side in the second half. And that's one of the reasons he made it. That's one of the impacts he had, as well as obviously the assist for the goal, which is superb. And he almost scored as well. You know, he almost had a shot on target as well. But he looks good. He looks a class act.
I feel for you've got to feel, in some ways, it's all his own doing, but you've kind of got to feel for Mudrick in a way, to come off after the half he had and then to see the half that Neto then had in his place. It's like, fucking hell, like, that's, it's not going to do his confidence any favours, but that's the level. That's the level that you've got to be at to play for us, and sadly, he's not showing it, unfortunately.
Exactly what I was going to say. Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, I like him in terms of his attitude and his desire to do well.
Mm.
You know, he's the kind of player you almost want to do well, but he's just not at the moment.
Yeah.
And he saw the difference as soon as Pedro Neto came on, like he was a different level. I mean, the attacking options that we have now, like, it's difficult to pick who should start. Right?
Scary.
I mean, Cole Palmer, yes, absolutely, 100% should start. Nonny, definitely, I think, now, after today, should start. And then you've got Felix, you've got Pedro Neto, like, I can't even remember, Christopher Nkunku. I forgot Christopher Nkunku.
It's crazy.
It's kind of striker this week as well. And Nicholas Jackson as well, he scored today. And got an assist. So, yeah, I mean, the attacking options that we're putting together are quite scary.
Yeah, yeah, got to see. It's early days. As much as I'm not deep in the defeats, I'm trying not to deep. I mean, it's hard not to get excited when you see your team put six past Wolves in what was a pretty tasty game in the first half, and then we sort of nullified it really early on. So I'm trying not to get too excited too early, because it's still so early for a lot of these players and for Maresca. But
yeah,
if we can put in anything like that each week, then we're gonna go very far.
Yeah, that's right. And Louis here from the game. I'm bringing him up. Yeah, absolutely, I agree. And yeah, it's we'll get carried away, obviously. But I mean, Chelsea haven't won at Wolves for quite a while.
It's been a horrible place for us to go.
Yeah, we haven't won there for ages, and it's a difficult place to go generally. You know, and we've found it very, very difficult in recent years. So, I mean, and the crowd was quite hostile today as well, I've got to say.
I love that, though.
That's partly Nonny Madueke's fault, to be fair. But I think he thrived off it, actually. And that's good. That's another good character. But to go there and get six goals and play that well is a good performance, because it's not an easy place to go.
On the lines of that, though, we scored six goals, and Wolves actually had a higher XG than us. they scored two from 2.11, and we somehow scored six from 1.65.
Wow. Well,
it must be because Palmer's was nothing, but yeah.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Fantastic. Okay, Louis, you've been at the game. Welcome. Want to hear your views on that.
Well, gentlemen, as I heard you saying very openly, it's been a very difficult place for Chelsea to go since 2018. And only one man with any Chelsea-related pedigree had achieved a result at the Molyneux Stadium in that period. Enter that man once again to come to the stadium today, and miraculously, Chelsea win. So, gentlemen, you are very welcome for my presence at the Molyneux today, because Chelsea were absolutely phenomenal in that second half. First half, left a little bit wanting. I don't think Moises Caicedo had the best game today. Be interested to hear what Enzo Maresca has to say about those injuries to him, of course. But you know what? I mean, I'm not going to focus on negatives today, because a result like that was, I think, something that the fans wanted. I think Enzo Maresca wants it to stamp his authority. I think the football today was spectacular. There was that element and that balance which we were talking about over the past couple of weeks, where we were saying we want to see a side which can be progressive with the ball and effective on the counter, as well as maintaining possession. We saw that today. Fantastic from Chelsea today. Wolves, I think, are going to be in for a very interesting season, given that performance. Whether Gary O'Neill can maintain the levels that he did over the past couple of years at Bournemouth and Wolves, respectively, will be very interesting. But hey, I am over the moon with that. What a result for Chelsea.
Yeah, it really was. And I think, as I said earlier, the fan base needed a result like that and a performance like that, because we haven't seen that. I mean, we didn't concede a goal in the second half. You know, we were all a bit nervous about conceding more goals in the second half, but we didn't. They only had, I think, one or two chances in the second half, like I said, like they, and they scored, one of them and it was given offside. But,
I actually felt kind of sorry for Mario Lemina because that was, or was it Totti? You know, that was absolutely spectacular finish. I was like, I couldn't help but clap my hands when that went. I was like, yeah, fair enough. Like, no questions to that. That was a great goal. But obviously it didn't stand. But, you know, I think it, even though they did have a couple of goals disallowed, it did expose a couple of frailties. We still seem to be able to be carved through quite easily. The first goal they disallowed where Enzo kind of was supposed to be tracking his man again and he didn't really put his body on the line again. It did cause, I think, an issue, and it exposed an issue which we were fortunate to get away with. But yeah, in the second half, he seemed to rectify that. He was putting himself about. He was trying to make a difference. And like I said, that second half, thoroughly impressed. And obviously, you know, I've not heard you guys mention it yet. Noni Madueke. Oh, goodness gracious me. For someone to have the confidence to do that, and especially kind of follow up after the things he put on his Instagram last night, fair play to him. Fair play. Fantastic performance by him. Fantastic performance by the team.
Yeah, absolutely. And fair play to Noni, absolutely. I mean, looks a really good signing now, doesn't it? £34 million we paid for him. It's a bargain now. I just love his personality, honestly. He kind of thrives on everyone being against him, like almost. When everyone's written him off, he just absolutely, yeah. I mean, that post last night, apparently he posted it by accident. He's got another account, like a private account, which he thought he was posting it on that account, and then he posted it on his public account. And he posted a second post later saying, like, damn private accounts, you know. Meant to post it on private, you don't miss anything. But anyway, that definitely fired up the Wolves crowd, but I think that fired him up as well. So, yeah, he was brilliant today. And he could have scored more. Like I said, he won that. He had a shot on target in the first minute where we got the corner from which Jackson got his goal. So, yeah, he was superb today. And Cole Palmer, I think you won't get as many plaudits, but I thought he was great today.
I liked how he almost quietly went about his business aside from that finish. You know, he kind of was just there doing what Cole Palmer does, which I think is a massively, in a side where obviously other players are going to get in the majority of the plaudits. The fact that it's almost like we know what to expect from Cole Palmer now, he will deliver it. It's just an added bonus.
Yeah, and he carried that pressure very well. You know, he didn't, nothing phases him, I don't think. He rises to the occasion all the time, Cole Palmer.
It'd be nice to see the likes of Madueke do this more consistently, though, because we know what he can do. And like in games like this, when, like you said, maybe the pressure was on him a little bit after what he said, and he had a bit of adversity against him, he seemed to thrive like it. I hope he doesn't have to do that for every away game to produce like that and make enemies all over the country. But it would be nice to see him just build on it and start to show that a bit more often, because it's like him and Mudrick and anybody else. All we want to see is that level much more often rather than just once every couple of months. So if we can build on it and maintain it, then we've got ourselves a really solid option on that right side.
Yeah, and he's totally suited to Enzo Maresca's system, because Enzo likes to have really wide players playing really wide. And he is absolutely that player. And if he can keep feeding off Cole Palmer, he's going to get more goals.
Yeah.
They're going to have to find a way to deal with that, because and of course, when a team's focusing on dealing with that, then the left side becomes more open and Pedro Neto can start scoring goals. it's kind of, it makes it more dangerous. And the attacking options that we have, I was a skeptic of Yao Felix joining us, but like his finish was unbelievable.
Oh my God, yeah. That finish was disgusting. It was absolutely unreal.
Yeah, I've been watching videos of his finishing this week, and actually I was like, he's actually a pretty good finisher. You know, like, you know, he's not, maybe he doesn't get many assists, but his finishing is great. He could play that false nine or the 10, like, comfortably. Like, and he did. Like, he came on and got, you know, looked pretty good and scored a goal. You know, that's what you want. You know, you want end product from attackers, and he got end product. He got scored a goal. You know, and, yeah, it's really good. Like, the options that we have. You know, like I said, bringing on Christopher Nkunku in the last 10 minutes, like, just because you can. Like, you know, and everyone's like, obviously, we all know how good Nkunku is, and we were like missing his goals last season, but like, he just, it was like, you almost forgot about him today. I was like, oh, yeah, we still got him as well. You know, like, he just came on like the last 10 minutes, you know, and yeah, amazing.
There's a few quotes circulating from Madueke's interview, and it's quite funny, to be honest.
We need to find
us. He's gone. Well, apparently, if this is correct, him and Palmer at the end of the game, he said, he is cold and I'm fire, so it mixes quite well.
I'm going to find those quotes right now.
I've just found it on CFC Daily, but I haven't got any more.
Right.
Get those up in the Jumbotron, boys. That's what it's for. But in the meantime, listen, I'm going to have to bounce because I'm going to...
Good to have you back.
It's good to be going, covering the away games again. I'll be doing that this season. Don't you worry about that. You'll have the voice note review be out as soon as this is done. So you boys, I'll let you know when it's ready and I'll drop you a message.
All right, no worries.
All right, gents. See you in a bit. Take care, guys.
Okay, guys. We've got another quote from Madueke. The system allows us to probe and keep the possession higher up the pitch. Maybe in the first half it was a bit more end-to-end, and then we gained control in the second half. Yeah, that's true. There's a photo of Bele Degbali at the stadium with Stanley and Stewart with a grin all over his face. I've just shared that as well. He was very happy with that. That Madueke, he is cold and I am fire. So this is what... that's pretty good. So I've shared some of those quotes. Chelsea named, this is an interesting stat. Chelsea named 9 players aged 23 or under in their starting 11. Only the fourth time in Premier League history this has happened. Wow.
Crazy. And Jamie Carragher has the cheek to say it's not a young and exciting team. you just gotta laugh when you hear these people.
Also, that's not an exciting team after today. I mean, honestly. Seen some of the chants that Chelsea fans are singing today. well, the boring Chelsea one was obviously, and then there was a kind of a more explicit one. Non is right, your town is, that word. it's our first win at Wolves since 2019. 5 years without a win there. It had become a bit of a bogey ground, so that's a good, that's good. It's good we won there. So, let's think about what other players. I want to talk about Levi Cole because I thought he had a really good game today. I thought his passing out from the back was good. I thought he made some really important interceptions. I thought he made some good clearances. I thought, like, you know, we left open a few times, but he stopped them having more chances. And what do you? Redford, what are your thoughts on Levi today?
Quickly before I went on to that, I was going to say about, I don't think we've covered it. Obviously, his hat trick is he's the first Englishman to score an away hat trick for us since Tammy did it at the Molyneux all those years ago. So I thought that was quite a good stat to go with. But going back, obviously, to Levi, I just feel like his passing is really underestimated. We don't talk about it enough. He did quite a few pinged balls against City, but we couldn't exactly capitalise. But today, it was less so, obviously, the long, fancy passes, but it was more of just getting the job done. I feel a lot more confident when he's in the starting 11. I don't know about you guys.
Yeah, I do. I mean, I like Levi Colwell. I think he's got huge potential. Defensively, like, yeah, he's definitely improving. Like, his decision-making is getting better. Positionally, he's getting a lot better. And he brings it out from the back as well, which you need for a Maresca system. You know, he gets it wide out left to well, he was getting the second half, he was getting it wide to Enzo or to Pedro Neto, like, pretty effectively. You know, I kind of feel quite calm when he has the ball, that he's not going to lose it, you know.
Just games for him, isn't it? It's just going to be games, getting consistent starts with a consistent partner as well. Whether that is Fofana for the long term, but they both need that. They both just need to be trusted for a run of games, build up a bit of chemistry.
Yeah, I agree.
And just see how it goes.
And he's played them together in both league games. So yeah. There was some consistency in the league games, and I'm sure he'll play them next week as well in the Premier League. So I mean, I just wanted to bring him up because obviously, as he just talked about the attackers today. And rightly so, because we scored 6 goals. But I thought Levi had a decent game. And was quite impressed with him today. So
something I liked actually from today, and he's got a lot of stick, and kind of rightly so, was Robert Sanchez. He's not been amazing, but I loved his involvement for Palmer's goal. I can't remember the last time I saw him just hit a team so quickly on a counter, and it was just one long ball flick on by Jackson. And obviously the finish was different class, and I think there's an argument for Palmer being the best player in the league if he keeps going at this rate. But yeah, fair credit to Robert Sanchez for that, because I can't remember the last time I saw one of our keepers just have that kind of vision to see what was going on and have a really direct involvement in the play. So yeah, fair play to him for that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, 100%. Yeah, just go over and look at some of the match stats as well. Because it's always interesting to have a look at the stats. Right, so Chelsea had 61% possession, 61.5%, 14 shots, 8 shots on target. Successful passes 421. Long passes 43. Yeah, so they're the stats for today. Defensive stats. 14 tackles, 8 interceptions, 18 clearances, 13 fouls conceded, 3 yellow cards. Actually, that's a good point. I thought the ref was awful today. How a Wolves player didn't get sent off, I don't know. How we got more yellow cards than them, I don't know as well. that was incredible. I think their left back, I've forgotten his name, but he was lucky to stay on the pitch. I don't know what you guys think, but Redford, what do you think about the ref today?
No, I'd definitely say it wasn't his best of games. I feel like he made quite a few controversial decisions, but in all fairness to him, from the off, it was quite fiery. And I wouldn't exactly say it was the easiest game for him to do, but he definitely gave a few. There were some of the challenges he gave a card for, which I was like, I don't see why he's given it. And then complete opposingly, there were some challenges which were definitely, even some players deserve to be sent off when they weren't even booked. And it'll be interesting to see what you guys want to add to that. But I definitely agree that he didn't have the best of games.
Yeah, I thought he... Sorry, I overspoke.
Yeah, I think he's muted himself.
He's muted, yeah.
Oh, sorry, that's my bad. Sorry. I thought it was, you said it right, it was a very fiery game. It's hard to really start policing that without, loads of yellows and reds in the first half. But, yeah, I don't think he covered himself in glory. I think it was a tricky one to do, and I think he got lost in the tempo of the game a little bit. And, yeah, Aitnori was probably viable for a red. As much as Gusto was toeing the line, I'm surprised he didn't see red at one point. Gusto was walking a fine line. I feel like Aitnori was easily could have seen red.
Absolutely, yeah. Aitnori, yeah, he could have definitely. I was surprised he didn't, to be perfectly honest. The ref kind of let it get out of control, and after that, it's always difficult. Yeah, 100%. Just a little bit of news. Andre Santos has scored for Strasbourg. They're 1-0 up in their game. So we're on loan Chelsea midfielder. Scoring, I rate Santos very, very highly, so I'm keeping an eye on him. But he scored, and so that's good. Another good bit of news for Chelsea. We've had So, oh gosh, wow.
Just non-stop good news today, really.
No, it's just like, so there's so many players we could talk about, you know. And we talked about, you know, obviously Nonny, we talked about Palmer. Pedro Neto, I think I was a fan of this signing. I thought it was a really good signing. Came out of the blue a little bit, but, you know, he's looked good every time he's come on. So, I mean, what are your thoughts on him today? Redford?
No, I definitely think that, well, we covered it earlier. As soon as he came on, we looked a completely different side. We looked like a much more even side. We weren't just attacking down Nonny's flank. We actually were able to look dangerous down both sides. Now, it isn't a shot to Mudryk, but I just feel like I heard someone say it earlier where I feel like his teammates are actually more confident to pass to the likes of Neto just because of the history that Mudryk has had where, yeah, things haven't exactly gone his way. But yeah, he got his assist and it's what he deserved. And yeah, he maybe even could have got a goal if he got a bit luckier with his shot. And he obviously won't get in the headlines because he didn't get the goals. And well, almost everyone had a perfect performance today. But it's definitely confidence. And I'm definitely starting for next week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Agreed. Yeah, 100%. I'll be starting Palmer, Nonny, and Neto is the like attacking three behind Jackson next week.
This is where Nonny gets sold next week and we just start crying.
I just can't see them selling him. I don't think they will. They'll have to get a ridiculous offer to sell him. I don't think they would, you know, they'd have to get, like, I don't think people are going to pay what we want for him anyway.
I keep seeing these, like, he might be linked out, but I've not seen anyone that's actually linked, if that makes sense, like a club that wants him.
The only club that they were linked with him is Newcastle, and they're not willing to pay what we want for him. So, I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think he's going to leave. I think that'll be, you know, I don't think they really want to sell him. But after today, I don't think they're going to sell him. And, you know, Bedab was at the game today. I think he's going to say, like, yeah, let's not sell him.
But moving from one Portuguese sub to the other, there was a stat on Twitter basically saying that João Felix played for Chelsea, went back to Atletico Madrid and came back, and he still scored a goal faster than Mason Mount. So,
oh, that's a great stat. I love that stat.
He's left the league, come back.
And yeah, I saw that.
Find that tweet and share that in there, because that's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, I just shared it. It's in there.
Fantastic. Oh, I'll go down and look at that.
So,
unbelievable.
Football's been amazing today. It's beautiful.
Oh, brilliant. an account that I've blocked, probably. I can't see it, but I might unblock to see that. Like, that's a brilliant tweet.
The one thing I did want to, I think, might make a decent talking point, though, is Sanchez, great assist today. There was a few times where, you know, he did the groundwork. He did what you expect from a goalkeeper. Do you think there's still going to be more competition? Because, well, the performance of the keeper midweek, he's got to ask questions.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not still not a big fan of Robert Sanchez. I'm not going to lie.
No, me neither.
But that, for the second goal, that ball out was fantastic, honestly. That was really, really good. You know, I was quite pleased with that. I mean, the goals, like, one of them he definitely couldn't have saved, but I think one of them, maybe he could have got something to it. He was wrong for it and he went the wrong way. I think that's the second goal. I thought Jorgensen was really good on Thursday. Looked kind of calm, looked good on the ball, made some saves. So, he's going to pick Sanchez for the moment. So, and because he's going to pick him after today because we won and he had that assist for the goal. So, yeah, we'll see what happens with that. I think ultimately the best one will win in the end. He's going to keep picking Sanchez for the moment. You've got to give credit where it's due because that was a really good ball out for that goal. It really was. So he didn't actually have much to do today outside the goals. You know, they only had, what, how many, four shots on target, I think? or three. I can't. How about let's look at the stats? Actually, that's a good point.
Yeah, it wasn't crazy. Yeah, we need to see more of Jorgensen, I think, before we can make a clear choice.
Yeah, they had two. They had they had four shots on target. Yeah, Wolves.
And it went in the back of the net three times. Not trying to say anything, but
They weren't clinical. But, I mean, they were clinical. Sorry. Yeah, but
and then obviously Kepa's been, he's not even trained with the squad. I saw a crazy link last night that Kepa's linked with Napoli, and I think Conte is just trying to collect all the Premier League reject Infinity Stones.
Yeah, a little, like there's a here we go for Scott McTominay before kickoff, and they want Billy Gilmore.
I think they're not Billy Gilmore. I could be wrong. But
yeah, they need to sell before they can buy now, after McTominay, interestingly enough.
Sell?
I wonder. I don't think we're going to buy him, though, because I don't think we're going to afford it.
I wouldn't want him at this point. It would just cause more trouble, I feel.
Controversial opinion. I would actually take Ivan Toney or Ivan Ferguson at this point, because I think they're more suited to how we play. So,
Tony's linked with Saudi, I think.
Yeah, that's why I think they're going to sign Evan Ferguson. I've been saying this for about a week. Brighton need to make a sale. They've spent a load of money and they've just bought an attacker. So I don't think that, we'll see. We'll see what happens this week. We're going to have which actually leads me to a nice little plug. We're going to have Deadline Day stuff content this week for you. We'll broadcast more about that near the time as to what and when, but we will be having Deadline Day content on the Chelsea Echo, and I'll be part of that, and so will Louis, I suspect. So keep your eyes peeled for that. Keep your eyes peeled to our account, because I think it's going to be a big Deadline Day this year, especially for Chelsea, with outs and maybe an in or two. So, because we've been looking at the centre-back as well, actually. So, that's a nice little segue. Thanks for that. But what other players can we talk about today? Enzo Fernandez, he's been criticised a lot. Louis has been quite critical of him. He's not consistently reached the levels that we expected since he joined us. But second half today, I thought he was a lot better. And I was quite pleased with him. What were your thoughts? Saber, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I pretty much agree with that. I thought the first half, him and Caicedo were very, very poor. And Enzo in particular, he looked like somebody who was trying to keep up with the pace of a game that was getting away from him. And in the second half, he seemed to be reading a step ahead a bit more and sort of making sure he was in the right place before he had to be there. Whereas in the first, it was like, oh shit, I've got to be over there. Now I've got to be here. And he was sort of, the game was kind of passing him by a bit. But whatever Maresca said, whether it was a tactical tweak or a positional tweak or even just having a bit more assurance with Neto on his left-hand side, he looked like a different player. And I thought he was really good. He was a lot more aggressive. I think he won the ball for Madueke's second goal, maybe, on the edge of the area. I can't remember which goal it was for, but he sort of played a big part in that.
Yeah.
In that taking shape. And yeah, I think, again, like we said with Madueke, if you can see performances like that second half from Enzo, it soon quiets a lot of people who are giving him grief every week. And that's all we ask of someone like him, especially with the money he's cost and the clear profile he's got within the team. Kind of the level that you want to see from him. But no, I thought he was good overall.
Yeah, I was pleased with him today. I'm a fan of his as well. I want to see him do well. So I was really pleased. Second half, he was great. I've got some quotes from Enzo Maresca, which I've shared, but I'll read them out. In the second half, we changed something and it was better. I thought the intention in the first half was good, but we lost four or five easy balls from set pieces and counter-attacks. The second half was completely different, but we didn't lose any balls and we were in control of the game. The tactical plan in the second half was the same, but we were a bit more accurate in the second half and didn't give away easy balls. I think that's pretty accurate. Yeah, I mean, the second half, it looked like we had more control. We didn't give the ball away so easily in the second half. So some comments from Enzo on Mudrick. He said he subbed him because he was not happy. He said, in some moments, we can manage some situations better. He was working hard off the ball, but on the ball, I expect a bit more quality from Misha. He had some good moments today, but the reason why was to change and give Pedro some minutes. Pretty blunt and up front again for Enzo Maresca. I like this, by the way. I think this is really, really good. I'm going to bring Vince up, but just some thoughts on those comments on Mudrick, Redford.
I think we've backed it up many times in this chat, really. I feel like it's exactly right. It's really disappointing because I can just see Mudrick's one of those rare examples for Chelsea where even when he isn't doing well, we all want him to do well and we can see the talent. But at the minute, I think he's living in the world of potential. Every single time he got the ball, there was a few times where we got a lot of luck with the crossfield balls to Nonny and back to Mudrick. And I feel like Nonny was able to place his pass perfect almost every time. And there was a few times where, I don't know, I think Mudrick was aiming at a few fans in the front row. But yeah, I just don't think he had the best first half. And maybe him going on the bench for next week and Neto being able to come in and him getting a few minutes to prove himself near the end of the game might do him better than just starting the game. Obviously, Mudrick against tired legs could work out quite well.
Yeah.
I was thinking then, if Mudrick comes on and we are, you know, 5-2 up, 6-2 up, the pressure on his shoulders is just, it's pretty much non-existent. He can kind of just go out there and maybe not panic as much and just kind of just do his thing and play with it without the stress of having to get his team in the lead or, you know, when it's 2-2 and it's a bit feisty. I don't know if he's that sort of character and if he can be on the other end where he can come on where the pressure's not there and start to build his confidence up, then maybe that's better. But then again, do we need players who need those kind of special environments to succeed? It makes him a bit of a problem.
Okay, good. So I'm gonna let Vince speak in a sec. Just a couple of things before that. And Levi Cole was from Stats. Registered more successful passes and more successful long balls than any other player today. He was also 100% successful on his ground duel battles. That was pretty good. I thought he had a good game. And also, Enzo Maresca said something about Romeo Lavia, that it's a hamstring rotation and hopefully not long. So that's good because he was great last week. And I do think we lose something in terms of control when he's not on the pitch. So there's a couple of things there.
Just quickly on the lines of defenders, I don't know if you saw the post I shared, but Alfie Gilchrist got a player of the match today. So
I did, I saw that. Yeah, he was here. Yeah, that's good. That was very pleasing. His loan's starting well. Good to see Chelsea players doing well on loan. Right, Vince, welcome back. What are your thoughts on the game?
Obviously, the second half, I mean, that's the best half we've probably played in, you know, a very, very, very long time. Just every single time we were on the counterattack, it looked like, you know, we would have a, you know, good shot on goal. You know, we were talking about Robert Sanchez earlier. I mean, I know he has some of the best distribution for a goalkeeper in the entire Premier League. Like, legitimately, he's, you know, super confident on the ball. You know, he can, you know, go along with it, as we saw, you know, to Jackson, who then set it up for Palmer. You know, he could play it to Colwell. He, you know, has a good rep, chemistry with Cucurella as well, playing out from the back. But I really just want a goalkeeper that I know is confident making a save. And I feel like he makes the saves that, are, you know, you expect him to make. But I don't recall ever once saying, wow, what an incredible save from Sanchez, or wow, he made a save that most other goalkeepers don't make. So I really want a shot stopper that I can be confident in, you know, sometimes saving us and sometimes bailing us out of a situation. And I feel like he just never does that. Also wanted to shout out Mark Cucurella because I don't think he's put a foot wrong. And he's also kind of a madman out there. He plays with like just that edge and, you know, we need that. And you see him like getting in the face of, you know, I forget the guy's name, Mosqueda or something like that. Latter part of the game. And he just hasn't put a foot wrong in all season. And he was one of the best players we had as well at the end of last season. And he's really turned into one of the best left backs in the world. So, yeah, I thought, you know, those were two little interesting things. And, I don't know what happened with Enzo and Caicedo at halftime. They literally just turned on a switch because I did like a first half player ratings, and I had them both at like around 4. Like I thought that, you know, that they were both at fault pretty much, you know, Caicedo giving the ball away and then Enzo, you know, not being afraid to put in a challenge, kind of just, you know, following behind, even just, you know, you could grab his shirt, take a foul there, you know, take a card. But he didn't put in a challenge. And he just kind of let that develop. And, I thought those two were at fault for that goal, but they literally set up 4, 5, 6 maybe counterattacks, you know, playing through, Wolves in the second half. I don't know what got into them, but some sort of flip switch. So even as much as putting on Neto for Mudryk helped, I don't know what Maresca told the midfielders, but, that's the best the midfield has played in as long as I can remember, really.
Yeah, I mean, the second half, for sure. I thought, you know, Caicedo was winning everything in that second half. And it was like watching two different players almost, because he was so bad in the first half. The second half, he got it together and played much better. And Enzo, yeah, I mean, that's probably his best half for Chelsea for quite some time. You know, and he was being used properly, which is a lot deeper. He was a lot deeper, which is where he's best. He was able to use his passing range. And he got so many balls down that left side to Pedro Neto. And the difference with Pedro Neto and Mudryk is that Pedro kept possession much better, right? He kept the ball. He won the ball back as well more often. His first touch was a lot better. That definitely changed the game, that substitution. You know, and Maresca's ruthless, and I like that. He's really starting to grow on me, actually. Like, I love his mentality. He's not afraid to make tough decisions and to talk about it publicly, as we've seen his comments today about Mudryk. So, all really positive. Yeah. And I agree on the goalkeeper. I think ultimately we're going to have to find someone we can be comfortable with to make those saves and to, you know, as well as obviously we want someone who can pass out from the back and be another centre back and all of those kind of things. But it's important to have someone who can save shots. That's the job of a goalkeeper, the first job of a goalkeeper. Good stuff. Good stuff, Vince. And what are your thoughts on Noni Madueke today?
Oh, I mean, that was just an incredible performance. He's so direct towards goal, and I think he has to start every single game on the right wing. And I think the chemistry between Palmer and him, you know, Palmer in attacking midfield and then him on the right is, you know, just incredible. Also, you know, like, obviously, if there's a way to get Victor Osimhen, you get Victor Osimhen because it's a huge upgrade to the squad. But what I saw from João Félix, I now feel comfortable between Jackson and Félix that, look, I still think in an ideal world, you need a striker. But if we're going to get a striker, let's get a world-class striker that's truly going to upgrade the squad, you know, not someone that we can just kind of sprinkle in to take away minutes. Because I believe in Félix. I think if he, you know, started 20 Premier League games, he'd get, you know, 8 to 10 goals. And, you know, Jackson could do the same thing. And if they split minutes there, I really think that could be a good hybrid. And the way Maresca plays, I don't think you really want a slow, plodding, center forward, you know, Lukaku style that can, you know, really hold up, you know, possession and be that big ox in the box. I think you want a guy that's going to counterattack and, you know, really be fluid and, you know, interchange with different players in attack. And I think that's exactly what Félix can do and exactly what Jackson can do. And I think that fits Maresca's style. So I don't think that there's as pressing of a need. I still think, obviously, if there's a way to get a world-class striker, you obviously do it. But I don't think it's as pressing of a need now after what I saw from Félix. And I've always been a fan of his. So,
yeah, I mean, I was pleased with him when he came on today. I thought he kept possession well when in tight spaces, which is, I think, one reason we've signed him is because Enzo Maresca wants players that can retain possession. You know, and he can do that. He did that a lot today. I mean, he had a couple of stray passes, but generally he kept possession well. He dropped deeper as well when he had to. And the runs that he makes into the box, that was, I mean, that goal, I can't get over how good that finish was. It really was just one of the best finishes I've seen. Absolutely blasted it into the net, like no chance for the keeper. That was such a great goal. I love that.
And what were your thoughts on that report that Atletico just sold that striker that we were looking at, Samu Omorodorian, to I think, was it Porto?
Porto, yeah.
And it was only 15, yeah, 15 million pounds. And, you know, two 5 million add-ons. So eventually it can be 25 million pounds for 80% when they were going to charge us upward to 40 million pounds. I was just like, of course, you know, like that's the way it is for Chelsea. And that's the way it always has. Yeah. And that's why Mudryk was 70 odd million.
Yeah, they bought 50% of him for 15 million, I think. Ironically, one of the reasons that apparently that our move for him fell through is because we tried to do the same thing and he rejected it. So make of that what you will, but yeah, I mean, I'm not disappointed that he's gone to Porto. Wasn't really a massive fan of his necessarily, like, yeah, I think we do need to sign a striker before the window closes. But yeah, I mean, I've looked at Osimhen's stats and he's not great in passing, to be perfectly honest. Like, so I don't know whether he's a fit for this system or not. Like, I don't think we'll pay the wages that he's asking anyway, and he doesn't want a loan. I can see him going to Saudi, to be perfectly honest, or PSG. There are rumours about PSG making an offer for him, and they're his first choice, apparently. So, yeah, I think we'll end up. I still think we're going to end up with like Evan Ferguson or something like that. Yeah, and I like Evan Ferguson, by the way, and he fits the style of play that we want to play. He's good at passing. He's good at retaining possession. He's powerhouse. He's massive, great finisher. So, you know, and he's 19, so he fits the age profile. So I think that could happen, but we'll see what happens this week. Thanks, Vince. Some good points there. Actually, it's a good point, though. I mean, Jan Ferns is a player that has divided opinion on Chelsea fans. I mean, what were your Redford? What were your thoughts on him? Saber's gone. That's a shame.
I've always been a fan of him. I can see why he's got divided opinions, but yeah, I just feel like he's got potential to make a name for himself. I understand he hasn't exactly hit the heights that people truly believed he was going to be, but all he needs is the correct environment, and if we can keep the vibes and the happiness like we have today, then surely sky is the limit.
Yeah, I mean, he's definitely got a lot of raw ability, and he does. Yeah, he has. I mean, he's always had that. He's always had huge potential. It's about whether he can realise that potential. And I think the style of play we're playing now suits him. Possession-based style, technical style, you know. So hopefully, and then Maresca said he's a fan of his. So that's a good. That's also a good start as well. That's always a good thing. So, yeah, I mean, I hope if he does well at Chelsea, then obviously it's going to be great, isn't it? I mean, we're going to have a top player on our hands. It's just whether he does or not. But he made a good start today, certainly, to get a goal in his first game back. It's fantastic, you know. And that is a funny stat about Mason Mount, I've got to say. I've seen that post now. It's incredible.
It's just what we do. It's just what we do.
I mean, that sale looks like a good decision ultimately, doesn't it, in the end? Because he's got one assist or something since he's been there, I think.
Like, no, the best part was is the fact that they paid all that money for him and then he got injured for the rest of the season, so they could have got him for free anyway.
Yeah, he's played like 12 games for them or 13 games or something, isn't he?
Yeah.
Like, he was taken off at half time yesterday.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, yeah. And they lost, which is hilarious. But anyway, yeah, we don't want to keep going on about that. But yeah, I mean, yeah, Yao Felix, you know, he's here. I think we all want him to do well. Some people are sceptical about him, but it's up to him to prove them wrong. He made a good start to doing that today. So yeah, overall, we're coming to the end now. But overall, really good day for Chelsea Football Club. Great performance, especially second half. Lots of goals, lots of goal threat, good attacking football that we all like to watch. Organised at the back, controlling the game, you know, didn't concede a goal in the second half. So an excellent performance. Maresca, you know, fair play to the guy, picked the right team. His team talk at half-time clearly paid off as well. That's a positive as well. Oh, and Ramos is here. We'll get Ramos up. Yeah. So that, I mean, it's overall a really good day for Chelsea Football Club. We're going to get, before we go, we'll get Ramble's thoughts on the game. Ramble's.
Hi, guys. Yeah. Absolutely delighted with that result. The Enzo Maresca reign is finally up and running.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And I know that this is probably an obvious question, but I mean, who outside of Nonny Madueke, because obviously we all know how good he was today, who else impressed you today?
Jackson, I think, had a really good game. You know, he took his goal well. You know, he got an assist, and that's his season up and running. And I think, you know, especially, he probably felt himself he had a point to prove, because we are being linked with various strikers. So he's proved the point today. And I think what was really nice, we scored 6 goals, and you could possibly say our first choice attackers weren't on the pitch in Neto and Nkunku and possibly Felix. So our attacking strength and depth is going to be very, very strong this year.
Yeah, I think it is. And we were talking about this earlier, how, you know, like, we almost forgot about Christopher Nkunku, because we were 6-2 up. Felix had just scored, and like, and Nkunku came on, and I was like, oh yeah, we've got him as well, haven't we? You know, it was pretty amazing. Like, and he didn't score, but the attacking depth, you know, it's pretty good. And if we add a striker to that as well, it's going to be a really good attack, a dangerous attack. So
Levi Colwell played very well today.
Yeah, I was saying that earlier, actually. Yeah, I mean, like, I thought he was really, really good. Yeah. Yeah. I thought it was one of his better games. And he made some, I thought he made some really important blocks. You know, and positionally, he was very good today, and much better than last week. He played well last week, but he was better today. Yeah, I mean, he looked authoritative today, I thought.
I think this game showed us we're going to score a lot of goals this season. You know, scoring goals won't be an issue for us. But I do think where we need to learn to be a bit better is game management. You know, like in the first half, Nonny Madueke gave away that silly foul for their goal. I think when we go a goal up, we just need to learn to try and control the game a bit better.
Yeah, and that comes with experience as well. I mean, one of the downsides of having an inexperienced squad is that they haven't got people that have learned that, you know, and they've basically got to learn that on the job. And it's something we're going to have to learn. Second half, we were a lot better with that, I thought. First half, we were awful at it.
One thing which has impressed me so far with Maresca, I think a big difference between him and Pochettino, I think he will manage players better in terms of injuries and fitness. Last season, Lavia possibly would have played some part in this game, whereas I think Maresca's far more on the ball. Okay, he's got a slight injury, he's not going to play this game, or so-and-so played midweek, we're not going to play this game. So yeah. I think in terms of injuries and fitness, over the course of a season, we should see a huge difference, because I think Enzo's just a bit more on the ball with managing players' minutes and knowing when to take players in and out.
And that's also credit to the new medical staff that have come in as well, the performance staff, because they'll probably have recommended that too. So, yeah, I agree with that. He is managing minutes quite well. I mean, Christopher Nkunku started both games this week, and he was rested today. Nonny didn't start last Sunday. He's now played 2 games in a row. He probably won't play on Thursday. Mudryk started 2 games in a row. He probably won't start on Thursday. But yeah, I realised that only Moyes Caicedo has actually started all 3 of his games. The rest, nobody else has started all 3 of his games. So, which is good. I know, and Malo Gusto as well, I think, as well. He started all 3 of the games. Oh, no, he didn't. No, he didn't start on Thursday, did he? No.
No, he didn't. No, he came on as a sub.
Yeah, that's right. So, yeah, only Caicedo has played all 3 games. So, yeah, that's good. We're going to need to do that this season, because we've got a lot of games. So, we're going to have squad management and, you know, resting players are going to be really, really important. So,
our strength and depth this season is actually very, very good. And we've got a lot of competition for places.
Yeah, I mean, in attack, definitely we have. 100%. And we can still add to the squad this week. So that's going to be interesting to see what happens.
What would you like to see? Who would you like to see come in? If you could have your dream realistic window, who would you like to see come in the coming days?
I mean, I would like Ivan Toney would be, I think, would be a smart acquisition because he's experienced, proven in the Premier League, suits how we want to play, wouldn't cost ridiculous amounts of money, wouldn't really block Jackson's development, strong character. I'm not a fan of his betting stuff, like that's a bit, I'm not sure about that, but as a footballer, I thought he would be a really good signer. I don't think we're going to sign him because I think he's going to Saudi. I'm not sure about Osimhen. I think there's a few red flags. Like, I mean, the demands that he's making financially, and that's a bit of a red flag. And I'm not sure if he fits how we want to play, whether he's good at link-up play or passing, possession, whatever, which we need the striker to have. I don't think we'll sign him anyway, because I don't think we'll be able to afford it. He's going to have to drop his wage demands and agree to a loan, neither of which he's doing at the moment. So, so I think I've been saying elsewhere, I think we might sign Evan Ferguson, and I'm a big fan of his, actually. I think he's a big talent and suits how we want to play.
Another name I've seen fans throwing around, I think he's still a free agent, is Mats Hummels.
I saw a story he was joining Real Sociedad. On a free. He had a few offers. Brighton made him an offer, apparently. But he's gone to Real Sociedad, I think. But yeah, we were talking about this in the space on Thursday, that he might be a useful signing, but I don't think that's going to happen. But we could sign a centre-back. Fabrizio Romano said Chelsea might sign a centre-back this week. It depends on who leaves. So
name we keep being linked with is Murillo from Nottingham Forest.
Yeah, he's a good player. Probably wouldn't be my first choice centre-back signing, but he's a good player for sure.
I think he's a good player, and I think Branthwaite from Everton is a really, really, really quality player as well.
Laughing. Yeah, Branthwaite's a very good player.
That would be probably my first choice centre-back signing, actually. I think he's fantastic. I really do.
But I was just happy that Man United weren't able to secure him because it looked like they were in the lead. So,
yeah, that's right. Yeah, and Everton are literally in deep trouble. I don't think you want to hang around there for much longer. So, yeah, I would love Brathwaite. I think he's fantastic. I can't forget Brathwaite because he got his first Premier League goal against, guess who?
Oh, that's always the way, isn't it?
It was that game, I can't remember when it was under Tuchel. He came off the bench and got the equaliser at Stamford Bridge. I remember.
We seem to have a habit, players get their first goal against us or a player.
It happened today. You know, the second Wolves goal, it was his first ever goal for Wolves. I'm like, we just do this.
Or the other way around, so-and-so hasn't scored an X amount of games. They played Chelsea, but they get
the goal. Yeah, that's it. All the time. Yeah, it's just a charity FC. And this is nothing to do with managers, owners or players. It just happens all the time. It's happened throughout history. Like, it used to happen in the 1990s and 1880s as well. It's just, I don't know why, but it's just a little thing with Chelsea that, I always look for players on goal droughts or who've not scored yet for their clubs or whatever, it's just a thing. So, anyway, well, we're going to wrap it up now, but... final thoughts, just from everyone. Vince, Redford and Rambles, what are your final thoughts on today? We'll start with Vince.
I mean, this was as good of a day as we could have asked for. And I think, as someone said before, Chelsea fans needed this. Like, we needed not just a win, but a convincing win because it was, a really rough season last year. And we got it today. So, just in a very, very good mood. And Madueke has to start every single game alongside Palmer. And I think if he continues to do that, and this, 4-2-3-1 formation is going to work for us. And we're going to cook this season.
Yeah, thanks, Wolf. Redford?
Well, we got our Chelsea back today, didn't we? And we did it the way that we've been painfully doing it for a long time. Obviously, we concede, But we managed to keep going in front, and the second half was just perfect. But yeah, the image I'll forever have in my head from this game is the fact that Pedro Neto just shamelessly jumped into a player's arms celebrating against his old club.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, that was fantastic. Yeah, fantastic. Thanks. Always good to have you here, both of you, Vince and Red. And Rambles, your final thoughts on the game?
Really was a game of two halves. At half time, I was so frustrated. I was like, oh, it's going to be another one of those days. Then like the second half, it just came out flying. Now, this is probably one of our best away performances in a long, long time.
Absolutely.
I think we saw in the second half how good we could be this season. You know, if we could potentially bring that striker in, our attacking options in terms of strength and depth would probably be as good as anybody in the league.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. 100%. We're going to score a lot of goals this season. We scored 77 Premier League goals last season. We've already scored 6 this season. So that's a good start. Hopefully we can continue that. So thanks, everyone. Thanks to everyone who's come up and spoken today. Red, Vince, Sabre, Rambles, Louis, all been fantastic. All really contributed. Really appreciate it. Thanks, everyone, for listening. As I said, we'll be back on Thursday for our next Europa League game, the second leg versus Serviette, which is, that's just a funny name for a team.
Yeah.
it's really funny. Anyway, second leg versus Serviette, back on, and hopefully the Echo will be back on deadline day with a few shows, and we'll keep you informed about when they are. So keep an eye on the Echo account for information about that. And obviously then back next week for the next Premier League game. So, thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks for participating. And up the Chelsea.